Is there any way out of the Greek crisis now that Greek voters seem to have slammed the door to the approaches that made no progress last week? Eurozone leaders meet in Brussels today to hear from Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. German Chancellor Angela Merkel had a message for Greece.
Time is of the essence, and we insist that the Greek proposals must be on the table this week so we can deal with the situation the way it is at the moment.
The European Central Bank has announced that it will continue its emergency funding for Greek banks for just a few more days. In the meantime, there is no way around the fact that Greece is essentially in default to the International Monetary Fund for 1.5 billion euros. Peter Doyle, former senior manager for the International Monetary Fund, says that observers of this crisis need to remember that the Greek banks and the Greek government are not the same. And Doyle says that's one of the key challenges right now.
In any country, the banks fundamentally are backstopped by the government. Even in the case of the United States, people saw this happening very recently in the 2009-2010 period, when the Federal Reserve stood behind a number of banks by providing them with liquidity. And exactly the same thing happens in Greece. That doesn't mean that, you know, the U.S. banks are the same as the U.S. government. It is a backstop function. But obviously the important point here is not a matter of the ECB giving anything to the Greek banks. The support provided is in the form of loans, which have to be repaid, as was exactly the case here in the United States in 2008, 9 and 10.
Is the IMF behaving properly, in your view, in this crisis with Greece, or should they be playing a different kind of role?
Well, let me answer that really in three parts, because the proper IMF role comes in three parts. First of all, its fundamental job is to look ahead. You know, looking ahead over a 5 to 10 year period, are things basically going fine? Well, you know, from 2000 onwards, the IMF was saying all is well. Not only that, they were cheerleading what was going on in the euro area. Clearly, this was a very serious error and a mistake. The second role is when things do go wrong, the IMF steps in to provide lending to support a country, lending and liquidity, if you like. And it does so on the basis of certain projections and certain conditions. Well, when it stepped in both in 2010 and in 2012 to do this for Greece, its projections proved just utterly wrong on a scale which is, you know, scarcely imaginable. Just to put it in context for people here in the United States, were projection errors of the same magnitude to be made for the United States, that would imply that, you know, forecasters missed the fact that the combined output of California, Florida, and New York State was going to go to zero. That wasn't its growth going to go to zero, that there was going to be a complete cessation of activity in those three states combined. That is the scale of the forecasting error that is involved in this IMF activity in the projections in 2010. And the last thing involving, you know, what the IMF is doing is what it's doing right now. And I think my own view remains that it continues to understate the severity of the problem, understate what is required to deal with it. And in particular, that means understating what is required by means of debt relief for Greece.
Should the IMF take a haircut for those bad forecasts? As we saw in the United States, there were ridiculous forecasts about mortgage-backed securities that places like Moody's made and their rankings, et cetera. And those led to a kind of cheerleading that made the bubble bigger than it would have been. Some of those institutions were punished, some of them were not, some of them were taken over, some of them were not. Should the IMF basically pay the price for its bad decisions on Greece, or do the Greeks bear the responsibility?
Okay, well, John, I think that's a very perceptive and important question, because what you're referring to in using your analogy to what happened here in the United States is saying, well, you know, if you make a mistake, then you need to pay the price, and that's the way of encouraging you not to make mistakes like that again in future, speaking of the creditors. So there is a case from that point of view for the IMF to indeed take a hit for some of these errors that it made in its own work. The standard practice, however, is the IMF does not do this. It's called a senior creditor. That means to say that it is made good before anybody else, before any other official creditor, before any other private creditor. And there are actually good reasons for that. It is essentially a, you know, a global lender of last resort. And to play that role well, you know, that is the reason why it generally it has the senior creditor status. But in this particular case, where the insolvency in Greece is so severe, where the IMF role is so intimate in causing this problem, you know, there is an argument. But before I leave that, I need also to say, to make very clear, the IMF did not singularly and alone cause this problem in Greece, by no means. Such a disaster took an enormous team effort by a whole set of Greek politicians going back to, you know, the mid-1990s, by a large set of European politicians who constructed a euro that was incompetently put together and very incompetently managed. So this is a grand team effort producing this disaster.
Well, certainly two members of the grand team are German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande. How do you rank their response to what's gone on in the last several weeks?
Well, again, my view basically is that the severity of the problem has not been properly recognized, including by Chancellor Merkel and François Hollande. In particular, they persist with the notion that Greece should pay its debts in full, despite the fact that, you know, by any sensible measure, including that most reluctantly of the IMF, this is simply not going to be feasible. And by pursuing, you know, something which is impossible, you know, you make a situation worse. You know, by analogy, you know, think of, you know, a high school crush or romance, you know, which is refused, and then the suitor just goes on and on and on. Everybody knows that this ends in tears for everybody.
Finally, are there people out there who will listen to you, knowing that you were an economist with the IMF for two decades and left in 2012, right in the middle of the cheerleading period here, that will hear in some of your analysis a kind of "I told you so"? And what's your response to that?
Maybe they will, maybe they won't. The point is more about, you know, what to do now. There is a great depression going on in Greece. Unemployment is 25%. The trajectory of GDP, of output in Greece, is now worse than it was in the United States during the Great Depression. It is a cataclysmic disaster, and it is putting much of the framework of the euro itself at risk. That has global implications. This set of issues far exceeds in importance any, you know, backward-looking concerns such as those you raise. What needs to happen is the problem needs to get fixed now and soon.
Peter Doyle is former senior manager for the International Monetary Fund. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.